As we said at the beginning of this Mass, we gather today to celebrate this solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And whenever we are celebrating this solemnity, one of the stories that comes to my mind is the story about St. Augustine. He lived, I think it was maybe at the end of the 5th century. And he was pondering about the Holy Trinity. When you talk about the Holy Trinity, what are we talking about? You know, are we talking about one God, three persons, or three gods, one person? So he was kind of pondering about this mystery of the Holy Trinity. And one day, he was taking a walk alongside the ocean, still pondering about the Holy Trinity, trying to find, a clear explanation about it. And as he was walking along the ocean, he found this little child playing on the shore of the ocean. And this kid dug a small hole on the sand, and he was running into the ocean, taking the water, filling the hole that he dug on the sand. And St. Augustine was kind of a little bit wondering what's going on. So he asked the kid, you know, what are you doing? And the kid told him that I'm trying to remove all the water in the ocean and fill it in this little hole that I dug on the sand. And St. Augustine told him, you know what? That's impossible. And then it dawned on him that the same thing applies to him. To understand the Trinity as human beings is impossible. That's why it's a mystery. And it's a mystery not because there is some kind of secrets in it. It's a mystery because when we say we can understand the Trinity to the fullest, meaning understanding God to the fullest, then God will not be God. God will not be God. And that's why we talk about the mystery as far as the Trinity is concerned. God is here, we are here. That's the way things are. That's who we are as a people of faith. But more than trying to figure out what is the Trinity, the important part for us, I think, is to understand what does the Trinity help us to be? What does the Trinity call us to be? Each one of us, we know that we are created in the image of God. That is who we are. But often we tend to forget that we are created in the image of God, who is triune. A God who is relational in himself. Because we talk about three persons in the Trinity: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We are created in the image of a God who is relational in himself. And when you think about that, then you realize who we are as a people of faith. You realize what is God calling us to be. What is God inviting us to be within our families, within our community? We are relational beings. We are not just isolated individuals. That's who we are. Relational beings. When we talk about the unity within the Trinity, we are talking about a unity that is based on love. Love is what binds together the three persons in the Trinity. And that is what we are being called to be within our families, within our community. Relational beings bound with each other in the love that God has given us. Pulled to live together with the love that God has given us. Relational beings called to live together based on the love that God has given us. The mystery of the Trinity. It reminds us who we are and what we are called to be within our families and within our communities.